Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is author Zachary Michael Jack.
Zachary, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us. We certainly do appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure.
And you're currently on a book tour right now, promoting your latest book, Native Soulmate. And if you could tell us about that book tour and the new book.
Yeah, I mean, as usual, I tend to write about Iowa places and Iowa people and try to take a book around to Iowa communities, particularly smaller communities. I'm from a farm outside of a rural community, Mechanicsville, Iowa. And when I was in college at Iowa State, after I graduated, I had the chance to actually drive the bookmobile there at the Ames Public Library. And one of the things that spoke to me about that was getting to go out, you know, to go out to where people are rather than expecting them to come to you. And so written a book about some Iowa travels that I did last summer and have the good fortune of getting to take it around this week and throughout the fall, you know, around the state. And
taking you all over the place.
Absolutely, yeah. I like to try to travel as much of the state as I can if I have something to share.
And you said that your writing focuses on sort of your stories and your experiences in Iowa. And what drives that motivation to write about Iowa and about those experiences as opposed to anything else?
Well, I guess I was thinking about this the other day. When I was growing up on the farm, I sensed that, you know, we weren't necessarily the traditional farm family in the sense that my, you know, parents were together sometimes and not together other times. And we lived right across the barnyard from my grandparents, which is not all that common. We are a seventh generation Iowa farm family, which is increasingly not very common. But one thing through all of those anomalies, I felt like I could count on Iowa. That's kind of where I drew my strength, I guess, from, mm-hmm. And hope. And, you know, I'm obviously a big Hawkeye and Cyclone fan, loved Iowa sports, loved Iowa agriculture, still do. It's sort of what I identified with, what became kind of imprinted on me. I imprinted on it, and I can't seem to shake it. You know, so I decided not to try.
Is this sort of you trying to let other folks know what it is to be an Iowan, what it is to live that experience?
You know, I guess in part I hadn't thought of it that way. I think, you know, so many of us are multi-generation Iowa farm families or families of one kind or another that a lot of people already get it. I guess it's reminding myself what that means and sort of practicing, I guess, the articles of faith almost in what it means to be an Iowan. And, you know, in a world where there are lots of other choices, and part of that to me means, okay, thinking about what you're given and also what you give to be where you're at. And sometimes, you know, the sacrifice that comes along with it, because I don't think people stay here lightly. I think they do it oftentimes intentionally.
As you said, there are a lot of different options out there, and your stories tend to focus on trying to find a sense of permanence, finding partners and yeah. establishing a life for yourself in this state, and how much of that comes from your own real experience?
I mean, it all comes from real experience. So this book, Native Soulmate, it's subtitled A Season in Search of a Love Homegrown, and that's actually what I set out to do last summer was try to see if this line that people in my generation are often sold that go to one of the big cities, go to the Denver, the Kansas City, and go to the Chicago, go to the Minneapolis, and there you'll probably meet someone. And I sort of wanted to push back on that and say, well, what if, like my parents, my grandparents, my great grandparents, what if I should look here first? You know, what if I should really invest locally, as I might if I were buying sweet corn or something like that. You know, I'm going to go to a local stand even before I'm going to go to an Iowa grocery chain. And to me, I think that we're starting to learn the value of doing business locally.
What are some typical questions that you get from your audience members as you go around and you speak at different events, different libraries, things like that? What are some of the big questions that you tend to get?
Well, I mean, one of the interesting things I've been doing when I go around is I don't really read much. Oftentimes we just end up talking. So it's kind of a gather ye round, you know, Iowans around the campfire sort of experience. And, you know, it's completely ranged. It's ranged from stories of returners, stories of leavers, stories of stayers. There's no one Iowa experience that much is clear to me. A lot of times when I've been going around, people have shared with me either their own struggles in meeting a partner or their successes, you know, in meeting one. I think that Iowa is kind of a great time to be an Iowan because we're in such dynamic flux. And sometimes, you know, some of us like me, you know, come from these old style Iowa families. It's easy to get caught in this nostalgia trap. I'm the first one. I'm guilty of it for sure. But one thing about getting out is you see that just like our families follow every kind of possible permutation you could imagine, it seems like increasingly Iowa is a dynamic thing that's ever sort of changing. The mix is changing. And I like the idea that you can embrace that, but you can also, which is what I hope to do in part, is remind oneself, myself, what historically it's meant and felt like to be an Iowan, and that's different from being an Illinoisan or a Missourian or a North Dakotan.
So it sounds like this is almost part sociological study too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about sociology except the way that we all do. You know, you're interested in people, you're interested in their story. We live sociology, I guess, every day. But yeah, I'm really very much interested in culture, and particularly agrarian culture, you know, that springs from our farms and what's happening to it as our farms change. And most of our farms are getting a lot bigger. And then there's this subset of our small farms, you know, that some people wouldn't consider farms, that are 10 acres or less or 5 acres or less. But our character as an agrarian people is something that means a lot to me. And most of us, we wouldn't be here without that. And so I'm really interested in seeing how that, being witness to how that carries through, you know, in a time when 65% of Iowans now are urban.
And so what was the big thing that you took away from the experience of writing this book? What was the big lesson?
I think the big lesson was it's okay to ask. I've been thinking about this because I lost my dad here this past spring. And one thing that he always used to say is, you know, that it's important to ask. You get a little bit, maybe, of what you ask for. And I think coming from a farm family, a lot of times you were encouraged not to ask, you know, not to need. You do it yourself. And some things are bigger than what you can do yourself. And that's been a lesson that I've learned. And in traveling around the state, I mean, one thing that I had to kind of do is to say, you know, I have this kind of old-fashioned notion that it might be worth hitting the road to try to hear these old-fashioned courtship stories and to try to live one, too. You know, to try to meet someone who shares your culture. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think that I need to be sheepish about it, which I think I have been. And I think it's like most things in a person's life, when you stop and say, this is something that I would like in my life, it's almost like a little prayer in a way. Maybe just the asking the question starts the wheels in motion. And I think a lot of us who live out in the country in Iowa, you know, it's easy when it comes to, if you're younger and you're not partnered with someone, you sometimes can get kind of despondent, like, this is never going to happen to me. I'm not going to find anybody. But if you're willing to ask the question, that's what I learned, there's a chance that the question will be answered. It might not be answered the way you want it to be, but you've at least dared to ask the question.
Thank you so much for taking some time and sharing your insights with us. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to.
Again, that was our guest, Iowa author Zachary Michael Jack, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.